The Board of Regents policy says students can only qualify for in-state tuition if they have a lawful presence in the U.S. The student's attorney, Charles Cook, says they do have legal status through the Federal Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals Program, or DACA.
The Department of Homeland Security has said that students granted the benefits of deferred action, or DACA, have lawful presence in the United States. So we are simply seeking clarification from a judge declaring that the Board of Regents' interpretation of its own regulation is improper.
Depending on the school, out-of-state tuition rates are 3 to 4 times higher than in-state rates. But Cook says the Regents' policy hurts the schools as much as the students.
Some of these kids have been cherry-picked to places like Syracuse University and other schools that will grant them waivers and or scholarships. We're losing some of our best and brightest kids.
Raymond Partolin is one of the plaintiffs in the case. At a rally in December, he said he joined the lawsuit, even though he doesn't have to worry about tuition at all.
I was fortunate enough to be awarded a scholarship to go to school. Now, these people here, they're equally qualified as me, and I think they deserve to go to college as well, and they don't have this opportunity. And I think this is an injustice.
Georgia's Attorney General's office, which is representing the Board of Regents, had no comment on the pending case. Meanwhile, Cook says a hearing has been set for early May. Martha Dalton, WABE News.